Hello and welcome. This is Sonia Kirschner from A to the Power 3, coaching, personal development and mind freedom. Let me start by saying thank you. Thank you for taking action and signing up to receiving this free audio coaching session. You would have had your reasons for signing up, and I suspect that the two main reasons why you are here listening to this are that you are, number one, curious about what coaching is, how it works, what it can do for you, and how it can work for you. And number two, that you are interested in the coaching process as such, but more importantly, interested in making a positive change in your own life, interested in perhaps closing the gap between where you currently are and where you know you really want to be. And this is essentially what this audio coaching session will deliver. It will allow you to experience the power of coaching on your own skin. And this is how it's going to work. It's going to take around 30 minutes, so please make sure that you're undisturbed for this period of time. And during this process, I will be asking you questions, many questions in fact, and I want you to be recording your answers on paper or typing them in, whatever works for you. You see, coaching is all about you. It's about your agenda. And I, as a coach, believe that you are the expert of your own life. And as such, you have the best possible solutions, the best possible answers to your challenges within yourself. Whereas me, as a coach, I'm the expert in the coaching process. I'm the expert in asking you skilled questions to elicit those answers, to elicit those solutions, which are specific for your own situation. Coaching is all about you, and this is essentially why I've decided to present this in an audio recording rather than a video, because I don't want you to feel distracted by the way how I talk with my hands, because I actually do that quite a lot. I want you to stay focused on the words and focused on the questions. This is an audio recording, so it's flexible. I want you to be using this flexibility for your own advantage. If you feel that you need more time to answer certain questions, that you need more time to reflect at some point than the time I will be allocating, then feel free to stop this recording at any time and take the time that you need to go inside and look for those answers, look for those solutions, and pause it. I want you to stay focused. But before you can stay focused, we need to get focused first. So why don't we do that just together? Let us get together into the zone. Let us get together into the focused environment we need to make this a success. And let's do it by taking a few deep breaths. And if you are somebody who relaxes better and more effectively with eyes closed, then do just that. Close your eyes. And we will be taking in a few deep breaths in through our nose. We'll be holding the breath for a few seconds and breathing out through our mouth. So I'm going to do it with my eyes closed. I close my eyes and I take a deep breath in. Hold it. And breathe out. Breathing deeply is the key here. Take a deep breath through your nose. Hold it. Out through your mouth. And the last time, in through your nose. Hold it. And breathe out through your mouth. And if you feel like you would like to continue, then pause the recording here, because I'm going to proceed with the actual coaching process now. I want you to think of an area of your life that you want to work on in the next 30 minutes or so, where you want to improve how you are doing. It is likely to be an area of concern for you currently. Think of a general area to begin with, nothing specific, such as relationship with a partner, healthy eating, fitness, or perhaps time management. But there are a few things to consider. Number one, it must be real. Number two, it must really matter to you that you begin to find a way forward in this area. Number three, it must be something that you have some control over. And number four, it must be for you, not for somebody else. Because you can be only coached on what you can do and not what you wish someone else will do. So for easy reference, write down what you want to work on in one sentence. And perhaps it will sound like, my topic is well-being and I want to have a healthier diet. Or my topic is time management and I want to find some more time for myself. Great. Now, I want you to go forward in time to a point in which everything in this area of your life is as you want it to be. It's resolved, sorted, scoring 10 out of 10 for your satisfaction with your own performance. Tell me, what do you see happening that shows this issue is resolved? What are you doing which shows you have achieved what you wanted? What are other people saying to you? What are you saying to yourself? What are you thinking now it's resolved? And what are you feeling now it's resolved? What are the benefits you have experienced? Tell me, what would have happened if you had not done anything at all? What impact has this had on other areas of your life? And now, I want you to list all of the different parts that you have needed to focus on in order to reach the 10 out of 10. Okay, so which one aspect is the most important for you to address? What made you choose that particular one? And what are the advantages of addressing that particular aspect? So on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is everything in this particular part of the whole is as you would like it to be, and one is you have only just started thinking about it. Where are you now? On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you now? And how will you know if you are one step closer? So from an 8 to a 9, or from a 3 to a 4. Be really specific. What's happening that tells you you've moved that one step closer to the 10 out of 10? And when can you achieve this first step by? Remember, it needs to take you towards your 10 out of 10 for your general issue. So perhaps a goal for the next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe shorter, but not longer. I want you to write this down as an outcome for you, but in a way as if you have already achieved it. So for instance, it would start with I am, I have, I do. And make sure it's written in the positive. So I have and not I don't have, or I am and not I'm not, or I want to and not I don't want to. So give you a couple of examples. I want to be reading and meditating for 25 minutes each day. Or I weigh a certain weight. And if you think I want to lose 5 pounds by a certain time, what do you want to gain instead? Write it in the positive. Be specific. And know for yourself how you are going to measure this. So how will you know that you have reached your outcome? And if you are thinking this is impossible, it's too big, too challenging, how can you break it down into something to achieve in a shorter time? If you are already bored by a goal, then beef it up. And make sure that you are working on something where you have control over. If you want a team member to do more, you can be coached on what you could do to improve it. But you can't be coached on what they should do, if it makes sense. Great. So by now, you should be clear about your topic. And you should also know what finish looks like when you have resolved the area of concern. And you have a clear goal for progress in one aspect of what good looks like. And if you do, we can move on. So tell me, what is happening that tells you that this is an issue for you? What is going on that is causing you concern? What makes this an issue now, particularly? What is missing that you want? Be specific. Describe the things that are missing in detail. What is missing that you want? And what is good that you want to keep because it's actually contributing to your goal? What are you doing right already? And what good habits have you got in this area? Okay. I also want you to think about the things that you have tried already to improve things. So for those things that were successful, only even for a short time, what exactly did you do? And in what ways, and when, and how? And what were you thinking at the time? What kept you going? What do you think made it work? What's the key here? And for those things that were not successful, short or long term, identify at what point it stopped working. What happened? For those ideas that didn't work, when exactly did it go wrong? And what do you think might have contributed to that setback? What's the first thing that triggered the setback? What's going on around you? What were the circumstances? Be specific. Okay. And on reflection, what might have made the biggest difference and made you successful? And what have these thoughts about your previous attempts taught you that you could use going forward? What have you learned about yourself? And what strikes you as being absolutely crucial to your success this time? Okay. And tell me, what obstacles are now which you think might prevent or hinder you from moving forward? And what's the major obstacle here? And in what way exactly is it an obstacle? Look closely at this obstacle. What exactly is it about this obstacle that gets in the way? Move away from generalizations like time, how much time, or my boss. What about your boss gets in the way? Don't let yourself get away with big general statements. Be specific. How have you tried to negotiate similar barriers in the past? And in what ways were they successful? In what ways was your approach successful? What did you learn? What's transferable? What still needs to be tackled to overcome this barrier? Okay. And what skills, strengths, or other resources, such as perhaps motivation, enthusiasm, time, money, support in the form of people, talents, what skills, strengths, or resources have you got already that you could use here? It could be skills from work, from home, from your leisure activities. What do you have already within yourself that you could use here and is relevant for this particular situation? And what support do you have that will be important? Okay, so just to recap. So by now, you have an issue with a specific goal for yourself. You know what's going on and what's not going on for you now. You have highlighted what you have done about it so far and what success you have had. And you have thought about possible obstacles. So now, you are ready to be able to begin to think about moving forward. So let's do just that. Let's begin to think about moving forward. So, thinking about your options, what could you do? Not what will you do, but what could you do? This is not the stage to select one or two options, but this is the stage to generate several ideas on the possible ways forward. So be creative, brainstorm a few ideas. What ideas do you have that might move you closer to your goal? And let the ideas flow. Don't edit them, don't delete anything. Let it just come out. Be creative. What could you do? Great. So tell me, what could you do if you weren't answerable to anybody? And what could you do if resources were unlimited? And what could you do if you devoted yourself to resolving just this one issue? And what could you do if you didn't have to live with the consequences? And what could you do if you weren't scared of anything? And what could you do if you totally believed in yourself? And if you went to your best friend or perhaps your boss, what might they suggest that you do? Great. Refer back to your reality check. Review what you tried and learned from those actions. Think about where good ideas went wrong. And think about when things didn't go according to plan. What new ideas does this generate? Look at your list. Go through the options. What else is there? What's missing? What's missing to make the list complete? What other ideas are linked to the ones you have already written down? Think of just 3 more possibilities. Great. So now I want you to look more critically at your list. Which of your ideas looks right? Or perhaps which one feels best? Which one will have the biggest impact? Which one will move you closest to where you want to be? Or which one is the quickest, easiest, most challenging, most exciting? So which out of your list of options will you commit to taking action on? Highlight it, circle it, do whatever you need to make sure that you know what you are doing. And check, will they move you forward towards your goal? And how? And if they do, then stay with them. Great. So we now need to get these ideas or actions really specific to ensure success. So exactly what do you need to do to put those options into practice? What are the specific action steps? Split it down into small, manageable parts. Write down all the little things that need to happen, all the tiny little steps. Okay, now take a moment to think about what might stop you from completing your first steps. What barriers are in the way? And how might you negotiate those barriers? What will stop it from stopping you? Write down all the specific actions that will help you to negotiate those barriers. And what else do you need to think about which might get in the way? And what are the ways around this? If you have written something and you are already thinking, oh my God, I can't do that, then break it down into smaller bits so that you say, you know what, I will do that. Okay. And think about who else should get involved. And when will you involve them? And regarding the actions you have written down, when do you want to have this done by? Be specific. What day and what time? And be realistic with those timings. How strong is your intention to take this step or these steps? Rate your commitment out of 10, with 0 being I won't bother at all, and 10 being I'm completely and absolutely committed to doing these actions. So how strong is your commitment? And if you scored yourself less than a 7, think about what could you do to make it at least a 7. And what would be the benefits of taking these actions? Think about it for a minute. What would be the benefits of you taking these actions? And what impact would you taking these actions have on other areas of your life? And who else would benefit? And if you took this step or these steps, what would you be saying to yourself? What would you be thinking? And how would you be feeling? Great. And now I want you to take a moment to reflect on the past 30 minutes or so. And think about what you have learned. And as you do, write it down. And what value have you gained from engaging in this conversation? Write it down. Great, so how was it? How was your potentially first experience with coaching? I hope that you have found it somewhat useful, and if you did, I'm really, really pleased that it helped. Now, imagine that you work with a coach, one-on-one, who tailors the approach and the powerful questions around you and your own very specific situation, and who engages with you more personally. A coach who raises your awareness of the things and the thoughts which are currently not serving you, and who helps you to look at things from a different perspective. A coach who believes in your power of changing things for yourself for the better, if you set your mind to it. A coach who encourages you along the way, and who helps you to increase your self-confidence and self-esteem, and gain motivation. A coach who helps you to be enthusiastic about the whole process. Tell me, how much more impact would the whole conversation have? If you're interested in finding out more, book your free 45-minute strategy session today. It's completely free of charge and non-obligatory, so you've got nothing to lose. What it does is it allows you to experience the power of coaching within the context of your own specific situation. So make sure not to miss out. Take action and book your free session today via our website, apower-coaching.com. Thank you, and I see you on the other side.